Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf vav. We're starting with the last word on Hey Amid Beis with the Gemara Asviakati. What's the Asviakati? We remember yesterday we darshened at some length a beautiful, beautiful pasuk where the Gemara explained every single word of the pasuk. In particular, it's the pasuk which is in the Torah or Hasholem of Hey Amid Beis, Ois 1 or Ois Aleph, depending on which Gemara you have. Kisidur Nedel Hashem Alikecha, Luisa Acher Lishalmoi. That's the Makor for the din of Bal Ta'acher. Why Kidorish Yidushenu Hashem Alikecha Me'imach Vaya Becha Chet. And the Gemara Darshan from those final three words, Vaya Becha Chet, Becha Chet, V'loi B'Karbon Chet. That if Chas Shalom a person was over on the din of Bal Ta'acher, it's a personal blemish. However, it does not disqualify the carbon. The carbon remains a fine, wonderful carbon. That was one of the drushes that we had yesterday. And then the Gemara asked yesterday, towards the bottom of the Amid, this halacha that although you're over Navera, it doesn't spoil the carbon. We know this from the case of Bechor. Bechor you're supposed to bring within a year. What happens if you bring the Bechor post the first year? I might think, maybe it's not a kosher carbon. Says the Torah, yes, it is a kosher carbon. And we learned it from Maser Dogon, which you can go and bring and give and be mafresh even 2 or 3 years later. Fine. But then the Gemara said at the end, you can't really bring a raya from Bechor. Bechor is lav bar hartzohu. Bechor is a mandatory carbon, which does not involve either kapara, atonement, or a doyrein. It's not a present. So maybe there I would have thought loy l'ratzo. Since he brought about aveira, that's why the Torah said, no problem. Even though you have an aveira for bringing it late past the 1 year deadline, but it does not disqualify the carbon. But maybe any other carbon, it would disqualify. That's why we have to have a special limud, chochet, v'loy b'karbon chochet. Freyti v'bakati, and now we're starting vav amir aleph. Mid ben azay nafke. I learned from ben azay this same halacha, that only that individual has a chet, but it does not disqualify the carbon. Posit ben azay, desanye, state in the brice. Then Azay Oimer Oisai Matam Loimar. Bushtate Oisai. Oisai is in the parasha of Pigul. What did it say in the parasha of Pigul? Bimhei Ochel Yei Ochel Mitzar Zebach Shlomov. We haven't learned Kochim recently, but you still remember the basics. Pigul means that when a person brings a carbon, he or the Koyan has in mind that we're going to go and, for instance, eat this carbon chutzlas manai or chutzlam koimai, chutzlas manai yesh by karis, chutzlam koimai is possible to aim by karis. But what does that mean, chutzlas manai? Your normal carbon you can only eat liyayim valayla, shlomim you can eat shnei yomim valayla echad. What happens if a person brings a carbon today, twice, on a Sunday morning, and he says, you know what, this carbon is so beautiful, I'm going to put it in the freezer, and I'm going to serve it for Kiddush on Shabbos. Shabbos Kiddush, together with the children to the Kigal, I'm going to give out this carbon. Rabbi, you can't eat a carbon a week later. You got to go and eat it within a day or 2 days, depending on the carbon. So that's called a Machsheves Pigul. What happens if you have Machsheves Pigul? Not only the Jew that does that is Uyver and Isur, but in fact, the carbon is put pigul yia, and it's also the carbon itself is asur. So the same thing should apply over here. Here too, the person did something bad. He was ma'acher nidroi. He didn't bring his neder. He didn't bring his carbon within the three regalim. Everybody according to their shita, one regal, two regalim. Kisidram, lav kisidram. But he was oiver on bal ta'acher. So I would think not only is he oiver, but also the carbon is disqualified. That's why we had the pasuk v'loy b'karbon chachet. Says the Gemara, I don't need v'loy karbon chachet. I know that from Ben Azay. The sani shtek Ben Azay oimer in the pasuk that we read out. It says in the pasuk hamakriv oisai lo yechoshev lo pigul gia. Why does that say hamakriv oisai? The word oisai is ibrik. Ma'atam leim l'fish nemaleisa achel shalmei shmei ani af. Ma'achan Nidri b'bal yiratza, that if a person is ma'achan Nidri, he delays and brings his carbon late. after the Zman, maybe by Yerotze, the carbon will be disqualified. Don't bring this carbon anymore. Tamaloimer oisoi. By pigle, oisoi belo Yerotze. If you bring a carbon which is pigle, no good, no reetzer. But if a person was Mach and Nidre and he brings his carbon, it's still a beautiful, great carbon. So the question is, so what do I need? Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. Forget about that drasha. A brand new limud. That even though this Jew unfortunately sinned by bringing his carbon delayed after three regalim, etc. However, that is not a cause to worry about the wife, chas v'sholem, dying prematurely. What? I have a havmina that the wife should die prematurely? Yes, so could I to havmina. Hoil v'yom Rabbi Yochanan, v'yisei m'Rabbi Elazar, ein ishte shel odem meisa ele in kein mevakshin mimenu momoin v'ein loy. Why do you find chas v'sholem that husbands lose their wives at an early age, that nebuch she passes away prematurely? You know why? Because mevakshim imenu mamayin, we're demanding that he pay the einloy, and he refuses to pay. The einloy over here doesn't mean he's an ani ve'evyon. The einloy, he doesn't pay. Shenemar im einlecho l'shalem, lama yikach mishkovcha mitachtecha. If you're not going to go and pay, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu take away your mishkav? Mishkav in this case means his wife, mitachtecha, from beneath you, from below you, chas v'sholem, because of this chait. Now, what is this case talking about? This ein adam, ein ishtei shel adam, meisam kim mevakshim en mamon. Rashi over here is totally silent, doesn't say a word. However, Rashi in Zvachim does explain. And it's a very, very short Rashi, and it's brought over here on the side in the Moisif Rashi, on the bottom right hand side. It says, Mavakshim men mamon, mamon ishigozal. Pirish koloimar mevakshim imenu va'omer she'ein loy shakol mishubarim l'ksuves ishtoy v'yemeres gam kein she'ein loy. He stole. He doesn't want to pay back, and he makes up a ganzabloni story. I can't give this money back. This I need for my ksuba. And she said, "Yeah, 100%." She supports him. Anyway, so the issur, that the problem of that pasuk, or the limud that Rabbi Yochanan is teaching, is that why would she, chas v'sholem, die prematurely? Mevakshim imenu mamon, husband, pay back the gzela, the theft. The einlay said, "Ah, kenish, I don't have, I don't know." And she said, "Yeah, he's going to." Anyway, chas v'sholem, she passes away early. This is how Rashi went. Now the question is,
so she was complicit in it because she wanted her tshuva.
Correct, correct. And or that she denies that he has enough money. She says, Kamkin Engla, he doesn't have any money. I'm a joint on the bank account. We don't have it.
Well, she wanted the tshuva. Unless the tshuva is due, why is it a current liability that he has to pay? I mean, the tshuva is due either when he divorces or when his estate, when he passes away. Why is it mishubadim? Why is this a claim in the din Torah?
And so let me ask you even a better question. Why did the person steal? You allowed to steal?
Of course not.
Okay, so the same person who steals, he says, I don't want to pay back, and he gives this bubba masa that I need the money for the tshuva.
Okay.
Now that's the way Rashi learned. The question, of course, is what does it have to do with bringing a carbon delayed? Why do I think? Because the wife is complicit in the husband because he stole and he doesn't want to pay back the money and she's going to die. And there I could hear. But over here, because he brings his carbon late, the chas v'sholem, she should pay. What's it? So in fact, Tosis learns totally differently. If you look at the second Tosis, apparently Tosis didn't have the Musaf Rashi printed on his. You see that? You and Tosis are in the same.
Rashi, but I'm
oh, the first Lakuti Rashi. What does he say? It's the same Rashi.
Same Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi
Rimeno Mamon. Yeah. Shegazal. Same Rashi.
He doesn't talk about the Tosis.
Okay, he doesn't bring the rest. We have the entire Rashi. Yeah, we have
the additional for Lakuti Rashi. We have the Musaf on Lakuti Rashi.
Exactly. Anyway, the second Tosis brings this Moisef Rashi, Kutei Rashi, or the real Rashi in Zvachim. The Seif Perakshin in Zvachim, Pirish Bekuntris. Momin Shol Gezel. Avol Nires, this Tosis, the mighty Beneder, Kinemuchem Beperik, Bemem Ablikin, the sign of Nosan Oimer, Bavoin Nidorim, Mesa Ishtei Shol Adam. A person makes a neder to go and bring a carbon, to give tzedakah, to go and do something better, kabayis, etc. And he doesn't. And Chas Hashem, his wife passes away. Shenemar, im ein lecha v'shalim, lam yichach mishkof l'mitachtach. Oh, so that's the same as over here. So therefore we see that a person who does not go and fulfill his neder, his wife would pass away.
Let him die. Why? What's
his wife? Yeah.
I'm not responsible for what it says in the Gemara. We're only repeating what it says in the Gemara. Anyway, bottom line is that the Chazal tell us that if Chas Hashalom a person makes a neder and he doesn't fulfill his neder, it's curtains on the wife. Sol kadai techamina, says Tosis, that the same thing should apply now a person who didn't deny that he made the pledge and doesn't intend to fulfill the pledge, but he is delaying in fulfilling the pledge. He hasn't brought his carbon yet, even though it's already 3 regalim or longer. Ah, so I might think, so maybe we should go and say this would also be sufficient to cause Chas V'Sholem the premature passing of his wife. Kamash Malon, v'hoyi b'chocheit, v'loi v'ish t'chocheit. If you don't fulfill your neder at all, Chas V'Sholem shall pass away. But if you delay, that is not a cause and effect to Chas V'Sholem, cause it to pass away. So now that already fits nicely together. I mean, the whole issue of a woman, Chas V'Sholem, the wife passing away, is a difficult concept. But Lamaisa says the Gemara, getting back, I might think this would also be a cause that she lives until 120. He's got problems because of the Baal Ta'acher, but Baruch Hashem, that is not a reason for Chas V'Sholem, for her to pass away. It's Tana Rabban, and now we have a similar pasuk. This pasuk that the Gemara is quoting finds itself 2 psukim after the Gemara we quoted yesterday. What's the quote Gemara that we quoted yesterday? We don't have to look back at yesterday's Torah Or. The Torah Or from today repeats it. That's number 2. Kisida nev Hashem lekech le'se'acha v'shalmoy kidor v'shidushanu Hashem lekech mimach v'yav v'chochet. That's in Devarim Chav Gimel Chav Beis. Then there's a pasuk in between. And then go to number 4. You'll notice that it's Varm Chav Gimel Chav Dalid, so it's almost one next to each other. Be careful about what you say. Just like we went through all the words of the previous pasuk yesterday and darshened each one, the Gemara does a repeat performance, if you will. And therefore the Gemara is going to in fact ask, isn't this repetitive? Why do we have another pasuk only 2 psukim away, repeating the same halacha? So Gemara says, "Turn about." Moitzvah sezecha tishmar. Normally, moitzvah sezecha tishmar is one clause going together. What your lips utter, tishmar. Be careful. Say the right things. Don't say the wrong things. Says Gemara, "No, we're going to split it up." Moitzvah sezecha zu mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh when it comes to bringing karbanos that you are mekayim what you pledge and what you say. Moitzvah sezecha. Tishmar, so mitzvah lo yiseh.
But this is positive, tishmar.
Oh, shmor, pen, lashon lav, right?
Very good. So Rashi brings, like everybody recalls, says in the Gemara, kol mokim shenemer he shomer pen va'al, einoi elu lo yiseh. If you look at the Rashi starting on the third line, Rashi third line from the top, Shaloi ta'acher, the loy says loy ta'acher, kidab oven of Rabiloi, komokir shnemer, ishomer, pen v'al, enoy elo loy says. The word shmira, pen v'al, means be careful, watch out, make a shmira, which means don't do it, and therefore it has the status of a loy says. So, even though normally these two words, these three words, should go together, in fact, the Gemara is a little bit so shver. You can't stop the pasuk moitzvah secha and stop over there.
There's no verb.
Exactly. That the chayr is a bishlushvet.
Doesn't mean anything.
That's why we're going to learn a whole toisis to Rabbi Yisrael. Look at the third toisis down in the middle. So mitzvah sasei dechsev vayoytze mipichem tasu. So it appears from what toisis seems to be bothering. Why did toisis bring another pasuk? We already have a pasuk. Apparently, toisis is also concerned. Moitzvah secha alone is not a complete thought. There's no verb there. Oh, but there's another pasuk. So putting the 2 psukim together could be that the real limud is from that pasuk, because that is a full thought. Here it's more like an asmachta, if you will. Or maybe it's being soimach, it's being relying on the other pasuk. But anyway, that's why the Gemara has the courage, if you will, to say that that's a mitzvah saseh, and then the tishmar is a mitzvah loy saseh.
All limited to, I'm sorry, to nedarim?
All to nedarim. That whole part is talking about nedarim.
Is matis maseh?
Is this a matis maseh? It's in dvarim.
Matis maseh. No, the midrash pasuk. The mitzvah of the midrash pasuk.
I mean, well, here?
Yeah, the baton.
It sounds like it's very close to the end. But the psukim over here, the pasuk mitzvah v'secha tishmar, in the parsha of nedarim, of bringing a carbon. And the pasuk continues on, v'asisa. What does v'asisa come to tell you? Asar lebezin shiya asucha. Meaning, what happens if the person says, I don't want to go and bring my carbon. I don't want to fulfill my neder. I'm dilly-dallying. Vasisa, you gotta do it. And if you don't want to do it, the bezin will force you to do it. And then the pasuk continues on. Kashin adarta, zen neder. This is referring to nidar. Lashem alekecha, eiluch atoyiz vashem is oilois ushlomim. When it says Lashem alekecha, it's coming to tell you not things which you are menader, been a diva slave, that you're doing it voluntarily, but because Hashem alekecha made it mandatory. What are those? Chatzos v'shamos, other shlomim, that you have to go and bring those. Now, you remember Barry asked already yesterday, you have to go and bring a shlomim. Shlomim is an adava. We already said yesterday, shalmecha giga, and oilosra'iyah. Exactly right. Only problem is, a little bit of a problem, that yesterday when we had Lashem alekecha, you remember the Gemara Darshan from that, that that's referring to Hadomin Ho Erchin Hacharomin Vahekdeshois. And Rashi says, why is that Lashem Alekecha? Because those are Miyuchod, exclusively Lashem Alekecha, because they're the Beri Kabayas, Vein Lekehanim Bohen Chulum. As opposed to, for instance, even an Oila, which is, although it's Kula Kalu,
like
the Oirois go. And here we say Lashem Alekecha, and it's referring to the Chatoy. That we said yesterday was from the Dorosh Tidrosh. What was the Lashem? Hidorosh Yidrishenu, Hashem Alekecha Mimach. Dorosh Yidrishenu, Hashem can go and demand, go and fulfill your, not your neder, but your requirement, because it's mandatory. Chatoy is Hashem, it's Oilu Shlom. However, today's Gemara learned if Hashem Alekecha, the two psukim, therefore, at least the two limudim are not consistent, that there we use it for berikabayis, and here we're using it for chatois v'shamas oilus v'shamas. But of course, all these drushes chazal are all in the soira, so you have to know, we probably have to look at the mafarshim. I assume somebody draws attention to that. And the pasuk continues on, nidava kimashmoi. Neda we already had, kashin nidarta, and here it says, nidava. We already learned yesterday the difference between neder and nedava. Neder is hari olai, nedava is hari zu. And then the pasuk ends, "Ov asher dibarta b'fich asher dibarta eli kotche bedik habayis." That's what asher dibarta is referring to. See, the Gemara could have theoretically, the Gemara doesn't say that. It could have said that the Hashem lekecha is referring to the kotche bedik habayis,
like it did yesterday.
Exactly, and asher dibarta should be referring to the chatois v'shamos. It could be that the reason why the Gemara doesn't like that, because asher dibarta means you, the individual, you're making the dibur. If you're mechuyev to go and bring these chatois v'shamos or the shlomim, who cares about your dibur? You could stand on your head. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded. So therefore, you have to learn that those are talking about mandatory Hashem lekecha, and the asher dibarta is talking about something that you're menader from the divas halev, not a carbon like the neder that we spoke about before, or the nedava. We're talking about for berik habayis. So that's how the Gemara darshens asher dibarta and berik habayis. And finally, beficha zo tzedaka. What's that? Beficha tzitin mit tzedaka. Again, Rashi doesn't say anything, but again, we're going to learn a ganze toisis. If anybody asks in your daf yomi, do you learn toises in? Sometimes we learn one or two, the whole toises from beginning to end. Toises here down towards the bottom. Beficha zu tzedaka. Look at the toises. Vechsim yotze mipi tzedaka. Yotze mipi tzedaka. So you see that the word pi and tzedaka go together. Here it says beficha tzedaka. Shine aledik. So if a person doesn't bring tzedaka in a timely fashion, chas v'shalom, he would also be
which is pledged.
That's what he's
so
correct.
When the Chumash says to distance yourself from the the person that speaks non-truths, are they talking about this matter?
That's included. That's much broader. What you're talking about is an umbrella on all people that speak falsely, whose falsehoods could be in connection with the Dharma Davis, it could be in connection with Eidus, it could be a Stam person says Sheker. So all those things, Midvar Sheker Tichok, yes, stay away from Sheker, for sure.
Shkolim, are they included in Kodesh Berek Habayis? We're mentioning all these different things. Olos, Shlomim, Chataos, Shamos, Kachet Berakabais. We have a whole Mesechus Shkolim. So Shkolim are included. Like somebody is Vechiyot to give a Shkolim, and you know they're.
What is Shkolim used for?
For Berakabais.
What is Shkolim used
for? Olos.
All right. So okay. I would assume that would be included.
Not only Olos,
it's actually for Kabbalah Sibur typically are Olos. Right, but of course you do have
Shami Sibur.
One time a year, Shami Sibur. Right. You also have the Chatois, which are
Musafim.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. No problem. Anyway, Omamar. Now the Gemara is going to review the Brisa again, and the Gemara is going to ask three kashas on the Brisa. All of the kashas are in the same line, and that is, what do I need these three limudim in this Brisa? I have all of those limudim already from before, from what we learned yesterday and the day before. Amar, moitzis hosecha zu mitzvah saseh. That there's a mitzvah to go and bring your carbon bizmanoi and don't be ma'acher. Frankly, more lomali, midi vasa shom of abesim shom anafka. We already learned that. Now you're going to say, where did we learn vasa shom of abesim shom? We had this back on Dalid Amid Beis, where Remeir was the one that said that you only have to go and pass one regel, and you're ready over and about to acher, because it says uvasa shama, you come to Beis HaMikdash, va Beis HaShama, bring your carbon. Now it's true that the Rabbanan disagreed, but the Rabbanan disagreed only on the loisesa aspect, and they said, no, three regal. Said the Gemara, Rabbanan hahula asay. The asay is like Rameyer said, already the first regal, right. Bring your carbon. So we already have an asay for uvasa shama, and everybody agrees to that. So Rameyer says, Kim the Amalei Rachmana Aisi. Torah gives you a mitzvah saseh. Bring Lo Aisi. You didn't bring it. Mamela Kam Leibival to Acher. That's how he learns one. And the Chacham disagree. But the point is, the mitzvah saseh, everybody agrees from Muvasa Shalom Beisham. So what do I need now? A new mitzvah saseh from Moitzis Vasech. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two. We said Tishmar. So mitzvah Loi says. What's the mitzvah Loi says? Don't delay. Bring your carbon in a timely fashion. Lamali, Melisa Achalishalmanafka, that's a Mefer. Now, if one would be in Shmois and the other in Devarim, you could say Mishnah Torah, often there are halachas which are repeated. These are two psukim, one from the other. This is in Chav Gimel Chav Dalin, and the other one was Chav Gimel Chav Beis. They're almost adjacent to one another. Anyway, so why is it repeated? So that's question number two. Number three, it says Vosisa. It's telling that Bezin can go and force you. What do I have to have this possible asisa? That's the famous Yaakov Oisei, the Sanya. It says in the Pasuk Yaakov Oisei. Now what's that Pasuk? This is a Pasuk at the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra. And Oyla Karboni Min HaBokar Zevach Tomim Yaakrivenu El Pesach Oyl Moyed Yaakrev Oisei. Why does it say Yakrivenu and Yakrivoisi? That's mamish repetitious. We're just saying the same words again. Sadash and Chazal Yakrivoisi Malamish Koivanoisi, that we go and force the person to go and bring the carbon. If he pledged and he didn't bring it, Bezin can force him. Yochum al Korcha, I would think really we force him that we give him pledge and we twist his arm. Tamaloima, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Lertsoinoi, Yakrivoisi Lertsoinoi. How is that possible? Okay, it's because Shioim Roitzani. I know this has always been a psychological dilemma for generations. You force him until he says right, Sunday. So that's the famous word that it says in all the Svarim, that every Yid always wants to do only good. That's the DNA of a Jew.
So how come we don't use this by a get?
We do.
You get the Maldus and
we
the
Goons. Force somebody to get is a suffering get. So this contradicts this Gemara.
What? The Gemara that you're talking about is in Sechtes Gittin. And that Gemara says that you have to go and give the get midas, umberotzoin, and if you twist the person's arm. Exactly. And if he does it bal korchoi, it's not a kosher get. And the Gemara calls it a get m'usen. But that's based on a different drasha over there. And it's true that there are goons, not hagun, harav, harav, and goon. Different type of goons that even today, unfortunately, give petch, so the person should go and give a get. Whether it's right or wrong, no comment. It is, those are the facts. But this is talking about Nedarim and Nedavos, and that's talking about Gittin. By Nedarim and Nedavos, a person says, I don't want to give my carbon, We force him to. But we don't force him by banging him over head. But what does that mean, Reitzani? I mean, it means Reitzani. Reitzani means because every Jew really wants to do good. He wants to be a kind of the mitzvahs. Unfortunately, there's a Yetzirah. You probably don't know about this because it's Chereh L'Chayit. But there's a Yetzirah that causes trouble.
From the woman's,
exactly. So we have to do is we have to knock the Yetzirah out. We give him bench. Once the Yetzirah leaves the scene, then the person, of course, Reitzani. But I don't want to do the mitzvah. Yeah.
In the case of a korban, though, if a person doesn't want to give it, he can be shoal on his neder.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we kofen also? He can say, you know, I changed my mind. I don't want to give it. I'm going
to
go in it. If I had known the aggravation I had, I never would have done it.
Don't throw him out.
Maybe, in fact, if he does that, then he can free himself from the patch. But until he does that, he gets patch. Anyway, Achim writes in. Fine. So the Masa, so we had three kashas. What do I need the Asay? What do I need the Loises? And what do I need the Koifan Oisay? I learned that from other sources. Everything Gemara, Chati Omav Loi Afrish, Chati Afrish, Veloi Akriv. One of the two brises is referring to that he made the pledge, I'm going to bring a carbon oila. And he didn't even go and be mafrish the behemoth for carbon oila. Oh, and it took three regalim. You're not even mafrish? Oh, Loises, the essay, Wasisa. The other passing, the Chad Afrish, Veloi Akriv. He was mafrish the first day or a month later, he was mafrish a carbon oila, but he didn't bring it. That's why you have to have again the S and the Loises and the Yosis. So though both of them are parallel halachas, one is talking about one case and the other case. So you're going to tell me, come on, what difference does it make? Utzrich, I need both cases. The Ashvin Omar. V'loi Afish, would only say Omar V'loi Afish, V'shem D'loi Kaima L'Diburai. The reason why he has an assignment, the Loises, and we force him, the person wasn't a Kaima Dibur. A person, what a person says from his mouth is sacred. You can't just go and say Bubba Masas all the time. You can't keep on saying fake news. But you say you have to be mekayim dibur, so we give a patch. Ava afresh v'lo yakrif. The person was mafresh to karmi, just didn't bring it. Eima, I might think called heicha di iseh because of rachmani iseh. After all, this behemoth no longer belongs to Yankel Smith. Now belongs to the Rabbi Shlom. He was makdish it. This person is being tardy and he's not bringing and he's delaying it. But Rabbi Shlom already has it because he already spent the money. He was already mafresh it, and therefore maybe we shouldn't go and give him. He wouldn't be over the esem at the lois esem at the nesisa. Tricha. That's why I have to tell us even in the case of afresh v'liakrib. V'yashmin afresh v'liakrib become mashi legabei. That's because he's holding it back and he's not bringing it. You gotta bring your carbon. If you don't bring your carbon, you're over a same metal voices. Avul omav le'avish, if he just promised it, he wasn't avish. Amy di bura love klamon. Come on, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never harm me. But hey, he didn't mean it, he didn't say it. Tzricha, no, your word is sacred. Whatever you say has to be kept.
So it's the stira on each of these three sukkah that we have three.
Right.
You and femfet.
All three of them.
Okay.
That your person is oiver on the assay, on the lois assay, and is a din of koifin, say if he was omar v'le afish, and say if he was afish v'le akrif. Good. Right. That's what you have to have. Parallelly. I don't understand how you're talking about Omav Le'afish. But Nedava Ksiva, after all, the word Nedava is written. Utanan, Ezo Nedo Imahari Alai. Oila. The Ezehin Nedava Imahari, Zu Oila. Umabe Nedo Nedava, what's the term between one and the other? Nedo Mesa Nignav Chai Bach Yusa, because it's Hari Alai. Nedava Mesa Nignav Aina Chai Bach Yusa, because he said Hari Zu. And the baby dies, it's not my fault. And Behem Ishtai Hof, and I'll bring you for a car. Oh, so what does he want to mean to say? In both psukim, either it says expressly nedava, or it says nedava by import. In other words, we imported the word. In this passage that we just quoted, it says beferish. Moitzusecha tishva v'sisecha shem nedava v'shem nekecha nedava shteitach nedava. The other passage itaka didn't say the word nedava, but the Gemara said, since it says over here neder, and the other passage says im neder o nedava, so I import the word nedava as if it says beferish in the passage. Ah, so now in both psukim are talking about nedava. What does nedava mean? By definition, nedava means harizu. I'm pointing to the animal, and that means that I was mafresh in both cases. So both prices. So how can I say one price talking about Omar v'loy Afrish? The other person is going Afrish v'loy Akriv. It must be that both cases by the Nedova, Afrish v'loy Akriv. So Vaita, I'm back to square one. Shver, both psukim talking that it was Mafrish. And the Gemara gives a fascinating terz. Omar of a Mishkachas lo ki goyim di Omar hari olai oila, which sounds like a neder. But then he says, Al Manas, on the condition, She'ini chaye bi achri yusa, that I should not have any achrayis. So although he starts off using neder terminology, he quickly undermines it by saying, but no achrayis, no, no achrayis. If there's no achrayis, what does it get transformed into? Into a nedava. So he didn't point to a behemah and say, you behemah, you're nedava. He said, hari alai. But the halachic status of that hari alai is the status of a nedava. So I do have a case of Omar v'loy afrish. He said these magic words, hari alai. It has the halach of a nedava, but the maisi was never mafreshakam. With that, we conclude the shtickle. We go back to the end of the brayso where it said beficha's utzdaka. Omar Rava, utzdaka mechayiv aloli alter. Here there is no three regalim business. It's immediately my time. That Niyam are standing here begging at the door, come back in three regalim. I can't come back in three regalim. I'm starving now. You got to pay immediately. Pshita, if they are Niyam on there and they need the money, Avad, you have to go and give them. Ma'od Hashem, give them Niyam on the Kabbalah's Ksiva. Since, after all, this Beficha is part and parcel of these Psukim dealing with the Dorim and the Dov, is talking about Kabbalah's. As Avdi Avdi Allah, Gimel Regalim Kir Kabbalah's, Kamash Malon, Hasim Tulin Rachman Ibn Regalim. The Itak of the Torah says Regalim. Of course, regalim is the time when people bring their karbanis. So once you're there ready for karbanis, bring all of your karbanis, all the nedarim, the nedavos, chatois, hashamos, everything. Avahocha loy. But here, no. It's shchiach, and therefore you have to give them immediately. So the Gemara on the surface sounds very, very easy. There's one big problem, Rabbi, and I know this is bothering all of you. What's bothering all of you? If we go back to Dalit Amud Aleph on the bottom of the Amud, the last two lines. Remember, we went through that yesterday. Tana Rabban Chayavi Domin and Erech and Charam and Hekdeshois and Tzedakois Umaisrois. One of you over says the Gemara Kim Shavar Aleim Shloish Regalim over. Tzedakos, shloish regalim. I heard now Rava say it's la'alta. Rava's arguing with a braisa, and all the other mandiyamim, nobody says it's tzedakos is different. He says three regalim and three regalim kisidron and two regalim and one regal and sukkis. But doesn't say anything about la'alta. It's a shver kasha. Anyway, it's not my kasha. Toises already asked this back on Daf Dalit, and Toises says that braisa is talking about deloy airi, deloy kaimi aniyim gabe. You look at the Toysis Tzedakos and Maestris, two Toysis before the end. The other Rabba, the command of Tzedakos, Mechaiv alo le'alter, had to be the Kamianim. Avalei Mechaiv la'duri basrai. You don't have to go and start running around town. Hey, are there any Aniyim? I made a pledge, I want to go and give a le'alter. They got to be Kami. Because manchli over Shloish Ragom. So if there are no Aniyim around, you don't have to seek him out. I'm sorry? Unlikely case. But were it to happen, you love it.
Always Gabbai Tzedakah in every town, even a wealthy town.
And what happens if you're in a town where the Gabbai Tzedakah passed away and they're still trying to have elections? There's a vacancy. There is no Gabbai Tzedakah. Nobody's demanded. Anyway.
He opened a new shul and he didn't know about it yet.
Oh, you see that? So we're going back to the Gemara with the Gemara Vayter. Omer Rava. That's what we're up to. Good. Amrav. Five lines on the bottom of Vav Amrav. Even though we talk about the three regalim, the five regalim, all that, that's only the Gabbai, the Lois Sesser. But in terms of the Asay, one regal, and you're ready. Oiver, you mavat le mitzvah Asay. Hey, Rabbi Shimon Bafayas. Avlad Shlom Shi, Yikorev Shlom. You have a Shlom. Shlomim is one of those korbanos that you can bring Sai a Zohar and Sai a Nekeva. So you were mafresh a korban a Nekeva for a korban Shlom. But you didn't bring it immediately. You waited a little bit. You were in Chutz Laretz. You're going to bring it a Miat Hashem. Don't worry. You're going to bring it. In the meantime, Baruch Hashem is a Matel Tov, and this korban Shlomim gives birth to a baby. Is it talking about that when he was mafresh it, the animal was already pregnant? Or did the animal get pregnant subsequently? It makes no difference. Rashi says in either case, he was mafresh either by Mubaris or Ibril Achashik Tisha. The halacha is that that Vlad has the same din as the mommy. You gotta bring it for a carbon. Okay, that's easy halacha. Rabbafayas. Rabbafayas was together with Rabbi Shur. Rabbafayas says, Ani Meir. I remember I can go and testify. We had a partial Zivchei Shlomim. And we ate it on not for a carbon Pesach. We ate it on the Yontif Pesach. Presumably it was a Shalmei Chagiga. Could be a Dalit, could be Shalmei Chagiga throughout the Yontif. Whatever it was, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, and we ate a Pesach. And I can tell you, V'chal Nevelad Shlamim, and we ate the Vlad, which was also Shlamim. You know when? B'chag.
Sukkos.
B'chag usually means Sukkos time. Now Sukkos time in between Pesach and Sukkos is usually one Yontif. Daniel, what Yontif is there between Pesach and Sukkos? Shavuos, exactly right. So why did they wait until Sukkot? Why didn't they bring and eat the Vlad Shlomim on Shavuos? Oh, that's a good reason. But you have to go and bring Shalmei Chagiga too. So now the question is, according to Rabbi that says Kivin Sheover Olav Regel Echad, would Rav Papayas, who must be a Tanit, exactly, would he allow that his family to go, oh, we got plenty of time, we'll bring in next Yontif? You won't be over about the Acher, but you'll be over the Asay.
And he had a mum over.
You know what? You're very close to the test. It's very slim about Pesach. Why did they wait even until Shavuos? Why did they eat it in Miyad on Pesach? You know,
she was yamin
tachas. Oh, because it's manav. Maybe this baby was just born on Chol HaMoed or right before Yontif, and you got to wait the Yom HaShemini, and he couldn't.
Because his man was
so he couldn't. Why did they wait from Shavuos until Sukkot? So Amar Zin Mishmei Derabakin going Shehaya Chay LeBatzeres, which is basically what Brother Shai was saying. They wanted to bring in a Shavuos, but unfortunately Behemu was a Chayla, and Allah is the Gabi Chayla. He can't go and bring it for a card. So when did the animal finally have a Refu Shalema? After Shavuos, before Sukkot. So Sukkot was the next opportunity they brought in Sukkot. Well, easy test. What's called a chaylech weisish? An animal is a zeshvach. You have to.
Or the owner was sukkah.
In Mesechtes Bechoyres, if you look at the top toises, you see the apostle Hakrabik, the number Bechoyres, Zokin chayle umezuham. What the extent of chayle, you'd have to look up that Gemara if it goes into detail.
But what did the refuah shalema by Pesach?
One second.
By sukkah.
And that's why they brought on sukkah.
They made the shabbat.
Exactly. So the first possible opportunity that they could bring this garb, and they brought it back. So you're not going to be over. You're only over the assay if you could bring it. If you can't bring it, you can't bring it. Rav Ashi Yomar Mai V'Yachal Nevelod Shlom B'Chag Diktoni Chag Shavuos. Usually Chag, of course, means sukkahs, but Adoichik Pshad is Chag. He means the next festival, the next Chag. The next Chag is Shavuos. Frankly, look more V'Idach. Why didn't the first man Yom? Why do you have to make this behema crank? Why do you have to make it sick? He could have given the same teretz. Since the Bryce is talking about Pesach, it would be natural to go and say, we brought the carbon on Pesach, and the blood we ate on Atzeres. By the fact that it says Bechag, it doesn't sound like it was Atzeres, it sounds like Sukkos. Good. Next halacha, V'yom Rava. Yeah, we had only two halachas of Rava. First halacha where Rava said is by tzedok is the altar. Now Rava said that you're over regel echad, you're over basay. The Amar Rava, kimin she'ovra olav gimur regolim mechal yoyim v'yoyim, over b'bal te'acher. This is not a one-time thing, okay? Three regolim passed, I'm over b'bal te'acher, asham le'began le'gazalnu, al-chait, and I'm done. Oh no, every new day that you are dilly-dallying and delaying, you're over on a new lap. Do you get another time Malkus? I don't know. I don't even know if you get Malkus at all in Baltach. But at least you get on your balance sheet to get another demerit and another demerit and another demerit.
A coin in a base chorus.
Sorry, what's again?
A coin in a base chorus.
Yes, what about
it? So-called minute that he's there.
Moment that he's there.
Yes, he is. B'chol yom b'yom oyu Baltach. Every single day. Echor v'yechol kol ha-kodeshim. Say b'chor, say all kodeshim. Kim she'ovra aleim shona. Once a whole year passes, with even if you don't have a full shalish regalim, or if you have regalim b'loy shana, I know you're getting agitated. Regalim b'loy shana, or anxious, I should say. Regalim b'loy shana. As soon as either a year has passed without regalim, or three regalim have passed without a year. Now, before we continue, I know that's people think to themselves, how could you have a shana b'loy regalim? The Gemara is going to discuss that in another 10-15 lines. Wait till we get there. But one thing I do see is
the Tanakhama says it's regalim below shana. It's only according to the Tanakhama, right?
Yeah. We will discuss all this in Mir Shem in detail. But in the meantime, what do I see from this price? So that the price is trying to go and tell us hilchos bal ta'acher, and it tells us that sometimes you can be over bal ta'acher a year without festivals, and sometimes you can be over festivals without a year. So you see that the focus is being over bal ta'acher. afraid to buy my tiyufta. What is the kasha? He's trying to ask a kasha on Rav. What's a kasha? Amar Rav Kahana. Man de kamoisif shaper kamoisif. The kasha is a very straightforward kasha. Mechdi tana alavi kamahadir. This Tana is trying to explain and explicate and extricate and expand on the inyan of the Baal Ta'akar, and that's why he said, well, you can have a year without regalim and regalim without chanam. I got semaisa. Ah, and therefore, Mechti Tana, Alavi Kamahadr, he's focusing on this love. Listening, Lechori should add, not only Ya'uva on Alavi, he should say, Bechol Yoim V'Yoim Oiva Baal Ta'akar, once the year has passed, or three regalim has passed, it should say very expressly, like Rava said, Ikechosim and Asefer. I disagree with you. The Tana of this price, the Taka wants to be kaveya and set out what's the halacha that if a year passes, even if no three regalim, even without a year, you're over in a lav. How many lav? And that's, you know, I'll leave for another price. I'll leave that for Rava. That's not the focus of this price. So it's really not a kasha by the fact of the absence of the detail of the chol yom v'yom. And nishka kasha. Gufa, and now we're going to repeat the brice again, and now we're going to focus on these times. If a year passes without shalish regalim, or regalim below yishana, or even about tachas, according to the man yama that says three regalim, whether it's a man yama that holds kisidron and I have taka three kisidron, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, or according to the other man yama that says I don't have, you don't need three regalim kisidron. So okay, so be Shavuos, Sukkot, and Pesach. But I can understand three regalim without a shana. It's easy, right? Three regalim. And the shana b'le regalim heich mishkachos. How is it possible to have a year without three regalim? Every year has three regalim. What's going on? As only yichalim mandi is like a sidron mishkachos. The one that holds it, you have to have it kisidron. I can understand. Reb Shimon. So what does Reb Shimon hold? It's got to be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So what happens if a person was menader a carbon not before Pesach, but after Pesach, before Shavuot? So now Shavuot passes, and then Sukkot passes, and Pesach passes, and
now Lag BaOmer again. A year has passed.
A year has passed.
You still don't have three kisidron.
You don't have kisidron. So what would Reb Shimon hold?
No,
about the Acher.
Yes.
This man the Yama holds like Reb Shimon in one respect. That it's got to be the three regalim kisidron, and if you started from Shavuos and you go to Sukkot and then you go to Pesach, you're not over. But he argues with Reb Shimon and says, maximum 1 year. I don't give you four regalim, five regalim. If you have the three kisidron, you get the three in order. But if you don't have the kisidron, 1 year passes, it's curtains. You should have brought your
curtains. The lesser of.
So that's, you see the Rashi, Hanicha Laman Deboi Kisidra Mishkachas, it's the first of the narrow lines. The Ovrishana, Beloi Ovru Regalim, how can you have that? It's got to have the Kisidron. For the Medcha, the Kim, the Ovrishana, Avvishaloi Ovru Regalim Kisidron. Once 1 year passes, I start Lemushu from Shavuos, and I continue on to Sukkot, and then to Pesach, and then the next Shavuos. So I've only done four regalim. I don't have all five regalim yet, and it's not kisidra. Nevertheless, it's man diyamod yirchayiv 1 year yirchayiv. The sabal of Rebshim b'chada, but palagalei b'chada. He holds like Rebshim abisla, and he argues Rebshim abisla. He requires a kisidra. But if a year passes and it's not kisidra, you're over ready after the first year. You are nailed. Okay, so then it makes sense. So helch nichalaman the yisle kisidron mishkachos. Elaman the less like kisidron heich mishkachos. The person doesn't hold kisidron. How are you ever going to find a year without three regalim? If you don't need kisidron, whether it's going to be Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, three regalim is always within 1 year. How could you talk about that it's three regalim without a year? Is bishlam the Rebbe a year without three regalim? Is bishlam the Rebbe mishkachas la bishana muberes? I think your brother Shai wanted to say that before. It could be a case of shana muberes, meaning a leap year. What's a leap year? The sanya. By the way, this year, of course, is a leap year, Jewish leap year.
It's a Shemitah year too. It's usually a
very ironic, exactly. Normally, you wouldn't have the two together because you're causing the
distress
for the farmers. The sign Shaitan Lebrai says Shana Tmima. Who states Shana Tmima? Now, this pasuk Shana Tmima has nothing to do with Hilchois Shemitah or Hilchois Baal Ta'acher or bringing Karbanos. This is talking about the din of a person who buys a home in an Ir Choyma, known as batei orei chayma. Batei orei chayma have a very, very special din. When I was learning this together with my good chaver and Rebbe, with Reb Simcha Weber, he knew every one of these exactly, perfectly, the way that the halachas agabe estei achuza and the din of the batei orei chayma and the batei orei chatzeres. Anyway, what does it say in the pasuk? What does that mean? That means that when you go and buy a house in a Bati Arechaima, the seller has a right of redemption for one whole year. Up to 1 year, he can go and pull the plug and say, I change my mind, I want my house back, and I'll give you back the money, and I'll get back the house, you'll give back your money, and Shalom Yisra. He has that right until 1 year. But if he doesn't do it, then he loses it forever and ever. There's no yoivel that's going to be returning back. No. Now it belongs to him. The fancy English word is in perpetuity. Latzmisus, forever and ever. Okay, all of that is beautiful. Now, how do you calculate the malois leishona semima? No, notice it doesn't say ad malois leishona. It says shona semima. What means shona semima? Says Rebbe, that means that we look at the solar year and we don't look at the lunar year. Normally, we Jews always go by the lunar year, 354 days, 355 days. No. Rabbi Oimer Moine Gimel Meizu Shishim Chamisha Yom Kiminyan Moise Chama 365, like the secular year. Lechacham Oimerim Moine Yud Beis Chodesh Miyom Liyom. You go 12 months from day to day. So what does the Tamima come tell you? Vim Nisabra Shana Nisabra Loi. If this happens to be a Shana Mu'uberes, then the Mocher has a longer time to redeem. He doesn't have 354 days. He doesn't have 365 days. He's going to have 383, 384 days. In other words, 354 plus another month. He has 13 months to go and redeem his property if he wants it back. Okay, so now, how does this work out? So, Timura, we start off. Mishloim the Rebbe, Mishkachasla Rebbe, the Aktisha Boser Chag HaMatzos. He was Maktish the animal, thank you, after Chag HaMatzos, right after Pesach. Now the chimota shiloi adar basra. When now it's a year later, it's at the end of Adar, and the Rashi or Tosfos say lav dafka mamish the end of Adar, because the whole difference between the solar year and the lunar year is only a difference of 11 days. So therefore, what he really means to say is now it's the beginning of Nisan. Since it was an ibiyur, we've had two Adarim that's cut through. What happened now as a result is that it's already 365 days since the time that he was makdish the animal, but we haven't come to the next Pesach yet. Why haven't we come to the next Pesach yet? Because he was makdish it right after Pesach. So I only have so far Shavuos has passed, Sukkos has passed, it's almost Pesach, but it's not Pesach yet. Why not? Because 365 is less than the 383, and therefore we're still only in the beginning of Nisan. Or end of other, you'll figure it out on the calendar. Anyway, so does Zok the Gemara. So according to Rebbe, you could have a case where a year has passed and it's not three regalim, right? Everybody follows straightforward. The question is, however, El Rabban Nechem Mishkachas Lo, according to Rabban, that hold you have 383 days, you have 13 months, then if a person is makdish, it's always going to be from the day that you're makdish, it will include three regalim. For instance, in our case, if he was makdish the day after Pesach, since it goes miyoyim liyoyim v'nis abraloi v'nis abraloi, so it's going to go next year to the day after Pesach. So then I have a full Shavuos, a full Sukkos, a full Pesach. So 1 year I have my three regalim. Sehechem mishkachas lo. Yours good? Says in Markin, Tony Rav Shmaya. Shmaya says, yeah, you could have it. Meaning that Shavuos sometimes falls out the fifth day of Sivan, sometimes the sixth day of Sivan, sometimes the seventh day of Sivan. How could that be? Because the Torah doesn't specify which day of the calendar month is Shavuos. The Torah says you got to go and count Sheva, Shiva, Shavuos, Tinoi, Siyana. So now it all depends. Okay, it's that. Shneim Malayim, if both Nisan and Iyar are Malayim, they're both 30 days, then when you're going to come to Shavuos, how Shavuos is going to be in Chamisha on the fifth day of the month. Shneim Chaseim, if both of them happen to be 29 days, so you have to add two more days in Sivan, so it's going to be on Shiva on the seventh day of the month. Echad Moed, Echad Chaser, like they typically are, Nisan or Iyar, one is going to be 29 days, one's going to be 30 days. Then what's going to be? Then it's going to be Shisha, it's going to be on the sixth day of the month. So, what is the answer? The Gemara doesn't fear us, but Rashi adds, what happens that he made the original, when he made his Neder, it was a year where Shavuos was on Hesivan. And the day after Shavuos, as he's traveling home, he says to himself, I want to go and bring another carbon. I makdish a carbon today on Vav Sivan. And guess what happens? Next year, both Nisan and Iyar were Chaser, and therefore Atzeres came out on Zayin Sivan. So a year to the day when he made his Neder. He made his Neder on Vav Sivan. A year later, it's again Vav Sivan, but that Vav Sivan turns out to be not the day after Yom Kippur. It's Erev Shavuos. Now, how many Yom Kippur have passed since then?
Two.
Only two, only Sukkot and Pesach. So therefore you could have a Shana without three.
When we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th, no?
You have a fixed calendar.
That's what Agamon, that's our calendar today. But the Gemara is telling us, in the good old days, depending on when the Eidim came to the Beis Midrash, sometimes it was
a fire. So it's not only his unique opinion, this is not the Das Yachid, this is a...
Yeah, this could go according to everybody.
This is Rebbe Chachamim.
Rebbe could agree with this too. We don't have to talk about a Shalom Uber, it's been 365 or 354. Everybody could agree with this. Yes.
I'm sorry,
you don't have to apologize. Why don't you? From the beginning of the doubt, or from what point? We just tried to add a little bit.
If you could explain just again how it could be in this case, how it's
a year without three regards, according to Rebbe, or according to Rabban, you have two pshat.
According to Rabban,
the Rabban is the easy case. Rabban is that Shavuos can fall out the fifth day of Sivan, the sixth day of Sivan, or the seventh day of Sivan. Sure. Let's assume that this year Shavuos falls down on the fifth day of Sivan. The day after fifth day of Sivan is now the sixth day of Sivan. There it is. So there's only one day Yom Tov, sixth day of Sivan, things are back to normal. Except for that they're leaving out Tachna. But other than that, sixth day. So now it's sixth day of Sivan, somebody's makdish a carbon Hashem, he says, I promise you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to go and bring a carbon. Good. Fast forward a year. The next year, Vav Sivan turns out to be Erev Yom Tov, before Shavuos. Okay. One full year has passed. But during that period, only two regards. We've had Sukkot, and we've had Pesach, we haven't had Shavuos. It's good? Fine. Everybody agrees. And we continue on with the Moriyat Vaiter. Uman the Tana, the Paligalid of Shmaya. This was Rav Shmaya that just said now, this Cheshmet, the Heimet, the Vogmet, the Zion, who disagrees with Rav Shmaya. Achermi, the Sanya, Achermi, Inver, Tzeth, Shana, Shana, Aledalad Yom Bilvad. From one year to the next, there are only a difference of 4 days. What do the Acherim mean with that? The Acherim mean to say is, like Rashi explains, we don't have Shonim Malayim or Shonim Chaserim. All Shonim are exactly the same. 354. Even today, according to today's calendar, Mit Hillel, I won't speculate which Hillel we're talking about, because I'm going to get my hat handed to me by, or head handed to me by Barry. But when Hillel made his Luach, there are certain years which are Malayim, certain years which are Chaserim, and certain years which are Rogyam. A year that a Malayim means that there are 355 days, maybe even 356, and those which are Chaserim are 353, but your normal regular year is 354. What does it depend on? It depends on whether you have exactly 6 Malayim and 6 Chaserim, in other words, 6 months of 30, 6 months of 29. If you had 12 months, Daniel, help me out with the arithmetic. If you had 12 months of 30, how many days would you have altogether?
360.
360. Since 6 of the 12 months is only 29 days, we're going to go and subtract 6, we get to 354. But what happens if one year happens to be 7 months of Mavi of 30 days, and 5 which are 29 days, and you have to add one more, so we get to 355. On the other hand, what happens if you have a year that had only 5 Malayim, 5 months of 30, and you have 7 months of 29, then you'd be down to 353. So it depends. Good. Says that say the Acherim, every year is always 354. You can stand on your head, 354. That being the case, Let's think about this. If last year Rosh Hashanah, for instance, fell out on Monday, we're going to go 354 days forward. How many full weeks do we have in 354? 50. But 50 times 7 is 350. So what's the remainder? Four days. So if you go, if the year would be exactly 350 days, it would go from Monday to Monday. However, because of the fact that it's 354, you've got to add 4 days. So from Monday, we're going to go next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What will be next year? Next year will be Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. What will be the year after that? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And so on and so forth. The difference between 1 year and the next year will always be a difference of 4 days. And it's not only the Gabi Rosh Hashanah. And not only the Gabi Atzeres. It's the Gabi today. Today is Tes Mar Cheshvin. Next year, Tes Mar Cheshvin is not going to come out on Friday. It's going to come out Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday will be on Tuesday. Always a difference of 4 days. Actually, this year, Gratanish, because the Gemara continues, the Moshe Shana will bear us, then it's going to be a difference of Chamisha. Why Chamisha? Because this Monday holds that the extra Adar, when you have Adar Aleph and the Adar Beis, the extra Adar is always 29 days, never 30 days. So if it's 29, then you have to add one more day. Because 29 is 4 weeks in 1 day. 4 weeks again is exactly 4 weeks. One more day. Shai. According to this, you're never going to have Hey, Vav, and Zion. Because he holds that there is no such thing as a Shana Chaser and a Shana Mole. All Shanim are all Regilim, and they're all going to be on the same day. Simon will be, presumably, always on Vav, never on Hey, and never on Zion. Now we have another couple of very short Shilas. Before we had Rava, now we have Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira, Yoyrish Mau about the Acher. A father never passes away. He leaves over animals, and he leaves over among the animals, and Eva Mitashlamim, and now the son is the Yoyrish. He is required to go and bring that Oyla Shlam on behalf of his late father. What happens? Not only his father is the late father, but the Yoyrish is also late, that he doesn't bring the carbon in a timely fashion. He sees the Nadom, Rahman of Ahaloy Nada. Maybe the din of Loisa Acher the Shalmi doesn't apply to him. I didn't make the Nader. My father made the Nader. Okay, what can I do? I missed it, so I'm 2 years late. I'll bring it now. Is he Oivan Bat Acher? Oy Dilma Vasa Shama Vesim Shama. Vasa Shama, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you gotta bring. I'm coming to the Beis HaMikdash because it's Oyla Regel. Bring the Karbonis. Von Machayim, and therefore he is Machuyib after all. So is there din of Baal Ta'acher on a Yerush? It's Toshimah, the Tanir Pchia, Me'imach. It says in the Pasuk, Kidorish Yidushenu Hashem Akecha Me'imach, Prat Li Yerush, the din of Baal Ta'acher only applies Me'imach, the one that was Menader, not the Yerush. When we learned that Bryce and we went through the lengthy pasuk, we said imach is lekach shikupeya. How do I know that imach has to do with lekach shikupeya? Rashi said ese oni imach. Oybazoi, so how can I learn now pratli yodish? Says imar korei be imach v'korei be mei imach. The imach tells you don't dilly dally lekach shikupeya ese oni imach. Give it in a timely fashion. Don't be over on the three regalim. And when it says Meimach, there's only a taina on the original Menader, not on his son, not on the Yosh. So the Gemara is Poishit, Baal Ta'acher does not apply to the Yosh. Boyerim Zeira, Isha Mahi Baal Ta'acher. A woman goes and she pledges to go and bring a carbon, or she's Maktish and Oyle Tashlom. What's the din? Does she have a din of Baal Ta'acher, three regalim? Me Amrina Hale Machayiv Bereiyah. The whole Indian that we keep on tying it to regalim is because you're going to Yerushalayim anyway. So when you're being Oyle Regal, bring your Nedarim and your Nedavis, bring all your Chatoyos, Vashamis, all your Kabbas. But she doesn't have a din of Oyle Regal, so the whole din of Oyle Regal applies to men. Yeroi Kol Zichorcha Amrachman. It's got to be a Zachar. Oy Dilma, ha Isa b'Simcha. Einach Rami, she doesn't have to go up out for the Suriya, but doesn't she have to go up for Simcha? The Samachta b'Chagiacha, Ata u'Vincha, Ata v'Ishtach u'Vincha, the Gamsa Mishpacha. So the whole Mishpacha has to go and be Mesamech with Shalmei Simcha. So she also has a requirement to go up and out for the Suriya, out Shalmei Simcha. So maybe therefore she should be Mechuyaves in the Dinabal to Acher. Omali Abaye. You answered your own question. So there's no oil for you. But if she's going anyway because of this simcha, then of course she has to bring it. So about that. What's your question, Reb Zeira? Did Rabbi explain simcha to mean participating with the Shalmei Simcha, that she has to go to the Bismigdash and eat from the Kabbalahs? Rabbi himself said, you know how the a woman has simcha and yontif, not from Shami Simcha. Isha Baal Mesamcha, the Baal is Mesamech. Now, how is the Baal Mesamech? Says Rashi in the bottom, by giving new clothing, and a new piece of jewelry would also wouldn't be so terrible. If you look at the last two lines of Rashi, Bebovel, the big day Tzivoinen, with nice colorful garments, Beretz Yisrael, the big day Pishtan, Hamaguhatzen, nice, beautiful
iron
Pishtan, it's got to be nice linen garments. Oh, so that's the Hayim Samech. So for that, she doesn't have to go to Yerushalayim. She can stay home for that. So Abayi Lishitosoi doesn't hold that there's a din of participating in the Simcha of eating Shami Simcha. Today, the women probably eat milchiks all the time anyway because of calories and carbohydrates and weight and all these weighty issues. Anyway, so Zogti Yimara, the Dvar of the Reb Zeira Ka'amar, he's saying, according to me, Reb Zeira Shaila doesn't start off. There's no din of Re'iyah, there's no din of Shami Simcha, she stays home, so the Chayda would not be a din of Balta Acher. But according to you, Reb Zeira, that holds that the Simcha means that she has to participate in the Vesemach Mechigecha, that you have to go and eat from the Karbonis, from the Shami Simcha. No, according to you, there's no Shaila, but you have to go. Ibailu, another Shaila, another couple of lines. Bechor, Me'imus Aymoin Loishana. As we know, it says in the Pasuk, you have to bring a Karban Bechor within its first year. How do I know? The Gemara had the drasha, we had a Pasuk already before. Who stayed in the Pasuk? Stayed in the Pasuk. Lefnei Hashem Lekecha Teichlenu, Shana Bishana. Therefore, you got to bring a Karban Bechor within its first year. Now, what happens? How do you calculate the year? Bechor Me'im Yisayim Moin Leishana. Abai Amri Shua Shana. As soon as the baby is born, it was born on it. Ches, tes, cheshvin. So a year later, make sure to bring it within ches and tes of the next year, macheshvin. Mishor shenoyle. Vachav yankav mishor shenir lehatzah. You got to wait. You have to wait till the 8th day, so you get another 7 days extension. It's not 1 year; it's a year and a week. So in choyra, habetachem machloi kis between a bay and a vachav yankav zimuloi pli. Habetam, habetbalmum. So what? Habetam, you got to wait an extra week. Says in the pasuk, "Mi yoy mashmini," and then you rots the carbon yishol hashem, but not before that. That's stuck in the extra week. By balmum, you're not shechting as a carbon by bechor; you're shechting it like chulin plus, so you don't have to wait for the full year. Therefore, already the first year birthday, bum, you're going to be over if you don't go and shecht it already within that first year. Pray to bechor, balmum, yimotzi achalei. How can you go and eat it within the first year? Even there, there's a din that you have to wait for 8 days. Why do you have to wait for 8 days? So, Drashi, because maybe this baby that was born was a nafel. And therefore, just like Rashi says, lahavdul by a child. When does a child go out of Tertus Nefal after 30 days? By the Haim, it goes after 8 days. So not that you have to wait 8 days because of carbon dikadin, alt Nefal dikadin. So Vaita, how does the first man the Yama say, Abayim Yishar Shenoylet? Isn't it always, oh, a year and a week? After the Yomara, Tekinlei Bey, Shekol Lechadoshim. It is Takach Shash. Each time I have to be noivis, and maybe this animal was a nafel, and therefore you have to add another 7 days, and then you start counting your year. That's by a regular animal and a regular balbas. But this person was an expert, a doctor, a professor,
a
person who knew everything exactly, and he knew that this animal is fully developed with all the organs, with all the goes, with all the ends. So therefore, when it was born, it was already called a gezunta. And then you add an extra year, and you don't get the benefit of another week. That's exactly it. Stop over here.
Count,
any questions?
What do I need to count about mum? Regarding when then I eat it. There's no balta. What din is like this?
There's no din about the achav. There's a din of shana b'shana. Pasuk v'yachal v'nei shem akechad v'nei shechut echlenu shana b'shana. And b'chor you have to bring
balmum b'chor.
The argamor is learning that the din of shana b'shana applies side to tam and side to mama. You don't bring it for a carbon, but you have to shecht it and eat it within the first year. All those that are on the Zoom, I give Shabbos a private collecting in Shabbos. Good to see you, Reb Shlomo. Good to see you. Be well. Hatzlacha Rabbah.
In the case of a balmum, a person says Harezu.
Yes.
And is closing in on a year.
Right.
And he's rushing. He wants to bring it out and develop some mum.
Right.
Now the mum interrupts the.